Now this scorned woman wanted only revenge. To accomplish this, she built a false case against Joseph using a piece of circumstantial evidence, his robe. So she left his garment beside her until his master came home. Then she spoke to him with these words, "The Hebrew slave whom you brought to us came in to me to make sport of me. And it happened as I raised my voice and screamed that he left his garment beside me and fled outside." Now it came about, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spoke to him, saying, "This is what your slave did to me," that his anger burned. So Joseph's master took him and put him into the jail, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in the jail. Genesis chapter 39, verses 16 through 20. She called the men of the household and lied, saying, "This Jew my husband brought into our Egyptian home, look at what he's done. He tried to lie with me, and I screamed, and here's the evidence, his robe. I grabbed it when he attacked me." I'm sure she did scream, but it was a scream of rage, not a scream of rape. Her screams and tears were screams and tears of a scorned woman who was enraged that handsome young Joseph had resisted her advances, that he wanted nothing to do with her. I read the words from the biblical account, and my heart goes out to Joseph. I think, oh, if there's ever a time to reward this man, Joseph, reward him now, God. Reward him for saying no day after day after day. Reward him for running instead of yielding. But God is not through with his man, Joseph. God is not like us. He patiently and faithfully works in ways we would never employ. God sees far beyond this situation and knows what needs to be done deep within the recesses of Joseph's life as he prepares him for greatness in the years ahead. Therefore, he remains silent, even though Joseph was caught in a trap of circumstantial evidence. Watch closely as the plot against Joseph unfolds. On the surface, it is heartbreaking. The personal ramifications. Joseph was absolutely innocent, but the circumstances were against him. Potiphar's wife had both his robe as evidence and her position in the household as manipulative power.